102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP at 617.
This is not going to go well.
Do we have a bell like in a boxing ring?
Yeah. All right. I'll see if we can get Aaron Colton, News 12, on the phone.
Aaron and Ted had many tete-a-tete matches.
Yeah.
I mean, head-to-head.
She just called out Ted and sent me a text message, and Ted...
Apparently something wrong
with
Ted's
newscast. She might be the only one that actually is interested and listens to the news on the station, but...
I agree with you. I agree with you, but...
We'll see. We'll hear what her critique is, Ted's newscast, and what the problem is with it. She is a legitimate news chick. We'll find out exactly what Ted did wrong.
Think that's what it says on her resume? Legitimate news chick?
102.3 WBAB. Roger, JP. Fox Station, Roger and JP, 621. Partly sunny, 86 today. Thunderstorm here and there.
And our good friend from News 12, Aaron Colton, is live on the scene in Oceanside. There was a stabbing. Aaron, are you with us?
I'm with you guys.
And Aaron was on.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Aaron is on the, she's on the scene of where there was a stabbing. A woman was stabbed in the neck.
Yes.
And apparently.
By another woman.
And apparently in Ted's news report, Aaron, and stop me when, if I'm wrong here, Ted reports that the woman who may have committed the crime, somebody was arrested. And you sent me a text message saying, tell Ted the woman has not been arrested. She is in custody, but that doesn't mean arrested, followed up by good news work. We're all good.
Very snarky.
We're all good there?
That was my private text message to you. Yeah.
All right. Well, I shared that with Ted because I wanted him to know that maybe he should change his news story.
Because you are a legitimate news person.
Raj called you.
Right. I'm a reporter. I follow what police tell me to report the facts.
Okay.
Right. And you are on the scene now, Aaron. Is that true?
Can you look at Ted,
yeah,
please?
She is in Oceanside now, and she is on the scene, so she has the latest.
And the police are telling you that she has not been arrested, correct?
Well, what police are releasing is that a woman is in custody. A female is in custody. That is very different than a woman being arrested.
Oh.
She may very well be facing charges later today, and people can suspect that, and people can kind of allude to that. But the fact is that no one saw anyone being taken away in handcuffs. No one was arrested. They are right now currently talking to a female in custody. That's very different than someone being arrested. When you're arrested, you're facing charges.
All right.
Is not facing charges as of yet.
Very good. You lay out a good case, Ted. What do you say to that? Because you reported that she was arrested.
Of course, because
well,
that's what the city stations are saying she's been arrested. That's what the AP is reporting. Police on Long Island say a woman's been arrested after a woman was killed at a home in Oceanside.
Okay.
And then, you know, everything that I said, this is a report.
So right now,
PIX11 is reporting it. NBC New York is reporting it. Everybody, like usual, is ahead of News 12 by 6 hours.
So Ted, you are basically defending your stolen information. Your stolen information.
Of course, we report, you know, the information that comes in here, just like everybody else does. And, you know, this is the info that I had. If I was wrong, I would admit it. But when other information coming in.
I wish I had Ted's job. I wish I could roll in wearing my pajamas every day and just look at what city stations are saying and then slap it on the news like it's true. I wish I had that job.
Aaron, let me stop you right there, because if you had Ted's job, you couldn't afford your Target habit.
Listen, guys.
What?
This woman, again, I just want to say to all the listeners out there, I cannot believe that we're discussing this story in the matter that we're discussing.
You brought it up.
But the fact, I private text messaged you, JP.
Yes.
So, but now that it's out there, I am calling on the police officers out there. I am calling on the detectives out there. Please call in and please tell us what the difference is between taking someone into custody and arresting them. Thank you very much and have a great day.
News 12's Aaron
Colton.
That's
not the point. The point is that sources are reporting that the woman has been arrested.
And those are your sources.
I mean, I don't understand. It's not the difference between being arrested and taken into custody. It's a question of who's reporting what.
You don't think I have inside sources?
I don't care who your sources are. I don't care who your sources are. I could care less.
Can we
understand?
Can we do this?
Oh, Ted, you seem a little upset about this.
Well, you start nonsense all the time with me, I don't understand.
Oh.
And I think the listeners can decide.
Oh boy.
Okay, let's maybe put the gloves on one day.
The last time she was on, she admitted she was a compromised newswoman.
Hold on, no, she didn't.
Boy.
Hold on one second. She just had a good idea. Put the gloves on. I for one would buy.
You guys in the ring?
I for one would buy a ticket to see these two go at it, and I don't think I'm the only one.
Listen, I go to my trainer 3 times a week. I'm on Isagenix. I've never felt better. Let's do this.
Yeah, I think we should talk. What's the matter, Ted? You afraid to get into the ring with a girl again?
I don't want to get into the ring with... I'll have to get Chrissy the Rock chick to train me first.
Yeah.
Chrissy, you kicked me in the head a few years ago.
Right.
All right, guys, listen. I'm going to leave you with this. I have to go back to my real news job. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you all later, all right?
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron, for reporting the news every morning.
I'll talk to you later.
On News 12. Aaron Colton, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, desperate for attention.
As soon as she hangs up, fires a lot of shell.
I think we should put them in the ring.
That would be a huge fight.
Something. That's corned beef and chaos entertainment right there, boy.
Boy. And by March, that should be percolating real good.
That'll give you like 7 months of training. Six months, sure. Whatever.
Easy. All right. It's 6:26. Time for the roads. Here he is with his sources and his information.
Yeah.
Here's 6:30, partly sunny at 86 today.
I think that idea, put him in the ring, is a good one.
Aaron Colton from News 12.
If that was
Ted
to happen.
Linder, news director of BAB.
If that was to happen, Aaron would be like about Rocky Balboa in Rocky IV when he's running across the mountaintops in Siberia with a tree trunk on the back. She would die before losing that fight to him.
Yeah, you're probably right.
She would sooner die than to lose that fight.
We'll keep that one in our back pocket for next year's Corned Beef and Chaos.
Or just another event, just another gig, maybe for charity.
Maybe.
Maybe to support the journalism department over at Nassau Community or something.
Classic head-to-head matches between Colton from News 12 and our own Ted Linder.
I think we could sell tickets. I really do.
Roger JP. WBAB, Roger and JP, 6:34. Well, we just had Aaron Colton from News 12 on, and the thought came across JP's mind, and he spoke it out loud on the air, and the idea of Aaron Colton of News 12 taking on Ted Linder, our news director, in a ring for charity is beginning to blossom a little bit. Seems like a kind of a neat idea. East End Jeremy very excited, as he always is for these kind of events. Good morning, East End.
Yeah, I got it. All right, so look, Tony Landafi can be the ring girl, right? And I'll be the ring announcer, right? And then JP, you could be like...
Why would you be the ring announcer over Golden Throat Roger Luce?
All right, fine. Roger, Roger, you could do that.
Maybe, you could finally dress up like a woman like you're supposed to and be the ring girl.
All right, fine. I'll be the ring girl. But, hey, who do you got?
Aaron.
Come on, let's go.
I'll take Aaron. I'll tell you, and the only reason why is because...
Yeah, because you love her.
She would sooner die than lose that fight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Ted's commitment probably isn't that intense.
And toenails just to win the fight.
She would turn into Al-Qaeda. You can't beat people that are willing to die for their cause. Take care, buddy. Ted would stop at King Umberto's for a couple of slices on his way to the match. You know, there's a big difference there.
She would be intense and take it very seriously. Is that a fair assumption?
I think so.
And Ted would just go on the assumption that he can beat a girl.
Right. He's a little bigger than her.
How'd that work out last time?
Yeah, well.
If you could find that video and repost the kick to the head.
When Ted got kicked to the head video, very big. Roger JPBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 6:39, partly sunny and 86 today. If you're just joining us, maybe you just woke up. We talked to News 12's Aaron Colton about 20 minutes ago, who criticized Ted's newscast because he reported a woman in Oceanside being arrested for a crime when actually she's being held in custody. But in Ted's defense, so did Associated Press and a couple other sources. So we had three sources saying arrested. She is on the scene, though, and she takes umbrage with Ted's news. The two of them have really battled against each other quite a few times over the last couple of years. And a boxing match was suggested that possibly the two of them should be in the ring together for charity.
It's kind of taken on a little bit of a life of its own now.
It has. Good morning, BAB. You got a question. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's
up? I have
a
question for you guys. Every day I turn it on to listen to Roger, JP, and even a little misinformation from Ted. What is all these ramblings of East End Jeremy?
Oh, he's a loyal listener who does a good job.
A little too much for you?
A little bit too much East End Jeremy.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't necessarily disagree with you.
And maybe East End Jeremy needs to get in the ring with somebody.
Oh, that's interesting.
Smokey.
Smoke. I have a little warm-up bout.
We should have him fight Smokey. Smokey would whoop his ass.
Or him and Scotty the Leprechaun and see what happens.
You know what? Maybe we can get Chris Weidman in there. We can get Chris Algieri down there.
Who knows?
To be a special guest.
It'd be crazy.
We can get the... Oh, Cletus Seldon, I'm sure, would come down. We could do... I'm
Don't
telling
hit somebody.
You, we could do something.
We I'm loving where this is going, guys.
Me too. Me too. And you know what the best part is? Buzzkill just left for vacation, so we could do all... The last time we needed to get something done, he's like, you guys can't do anything while I'm on vacation. And we did a whole thing while he was on vacation, and it pissed him off.
He hated that.
Right.
Hey, thanks.
Bye-bye. Mm. What's his name over at Westbury again? The guy we always deal with? I'm drawing a blank.
What do you mean?
At Westbury Music Fair. Dan.
Oh, Dan. I'm sorry. I will call Dan today.
Be like, yo, you guys got a boxing ring in that joint?
No kidding.
And we could do it right at Westbury.
And put the circle stage on high spin.
Right.
So they got a box while it's spinning as fast as possible, which may not be that fast. So it might throw them off once in a while.
Because I think at regular spin, I don't think it gets around twice.
Yeah, before the fight's over.
I don't think it gets around twice. And Ted, don't get mad at me. I just know the effort she'll put into fight before that you'll put into fight, and I think she'll take you.
Yeah, probably.
Whew, that's not going to help the betting.
Yeah, you're really not. I'm not into it.
I don't really feel like giving her the attention and fighting with her. I think that's what she wants.
So you're already taking the air out of the balloon?
Probably.
Oh, my. See?
Wow.
Doesn't want to give her the attention,
wow.
He says.
Someone's afraid to fight a girl.
Maybe.
Wow.
Especially after that last experience.
You smell that? Anybody else smell that?
Smell what the Colton is cooking.
smell a little chicken.
642.
She's probably sitting in that news van right now.
Oh.
Calling him every derogatory name in the book.
Punching the windshield.
He's such a pussy!
She would never say that. She's Erin Colton.
Yes, she
12.
Would. My ass. Yes, she would.
Mm-hmm. 642.
She may not say it on camera, but she'd say it off camera.
It's time for the roads. Here is News Director Ted Linder.
Long Island Railroad.
646. Time for this quick BAB news update.
And we will get to more of your calls next regarding the possibility of a Colton Lindner. Lindner Colton.
People are rabid for this fight.
Fight. Maybe at the next Rockin' Fights at the Paramount. Who knows?
Never know.
I'll have to call Joe DeGuardia, see if there's a market for something like this.
647. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 652. Partly sunny, 86 today. Probably a thunderstorm either this morning and or this afternoon.
I mean, we could take more calls on it, but Ted just essentially pulled the plug on the fight.
He kind of did. Popped the bubble a little bit. Erin Colton from News 12 about a half hour ago, not happy with Ted's news report, reporting an arrest when actually the woman is still in custody.
You know what I think is happening here? And this is where Ted's starting to feel his oats a little bit. I don't think Ted has officially pulled the plug on it. I think Ted has begun negotiations.
Of course.
That's what I think. I mean, you know what's been going on behind the scenes a little bit.
All of a sudden,
he starts playing hard to get, like we can't get by without him, that kind of thing. That should work out well for you, by the way.
Negotiations. He's already said he doesn't even think he needs to fight Erin Colton. No reason.
Right.
Can't see yourself in the ring.
So what do you want, Ted? I know you want something. What do you want?
No, I mean, I just find it interesting. Like, I never asked. It's not like, how many times do I ever mention Erin to you guys? Like, man, I can't stand this girl. You know, her reporting sucks or this or that. How many times do I ever mention her?
You don't.
Never, right?
Because you're not watching her.
No, exactly. That's the point.
She listens to the show.
I know,
every day.
Like she's got like this weird obsession with news that we do twice an hour, like for 3 hours a day.
Maybe she's just obsessed with you, Ted.
It seems like it. Well, it seems like you guys are obsessed with her, and she's obsessed with me.
You think she likes you?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but she's definitely got like a weird obsession.
Let me read the text.
She wants you, Ted.
I hate him. I hate him.
Again, the personal text. She's going to hate you for that.
Nah, whatever. Get over it.
So the thought has come up that maybe Ted and Erin will end up in a ring for charity. It would be a great match. She's working out. She's got something going there. Ted's probably it's definitely a little bigger in size, that kind of thing. So it could be interesting. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I can hear the call now. Down goes Lindner.
Yeah, Rog, you would have to decide whether you want to be the ring announcer or the play. I'll be the play-by-play. Right. If you're going to be the ring announcer, I want play-by-play. I totally want play-by-play.
Sounds good to me. Hey, thanks. That's all details that can be worked out. We'll see.
We can get him in there. He just wants to play hard to get.
That's it. That's how Ted negotiates right here.
You would let a woman talk you out of being getting into the ring? A woman who you know is not a professional fighter. I understand you not wanting to fight the Rock chick. Chrissy.
That was a tough. I understand battle. That was only training.
You wouldn't want to fight. You wouldn't want to fight Aaron. You wouldn't want to get some frustrations out.
I don't like the idea of giving her the extra attention.
You're not giving her attention. We are.
No, I know. That's what I mean.
Listen, Mr. News Director. So let's be clear on who decides who gets what attention around here.
If she wants to fight East End Jeremy or Smokey, I don't know. I don't know if I have the time.
Ted Linder.
We can make you have time. We're capable of that, just in case you need a little reminder.
I want to find out what the obsession is.
Mm-hmm. He's saying she doesn't have time for the other fights. She would only have time for him. That's what he's saying. 6:55. All right, Linder. We'll see if this whole thing comes together and if you end up in the ring against News 12's Aaron Colton. Right now, Ted has somewhat accurate traffic.
On the LIE.